the psalm for today, Psalm 24. In our reading for today, we read about Pharaoh and his hardening his heart, and he's really standing there saying, what God? He's not really believing that he is. After God proves himself over and over and over again to Pharaoh, he's still saying, I don't believe. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing more is going to happen. I don't believe. Then we go to the New Testament and we see Jesus talking about the kingdom of God and letting little children come to him and blessing them. And then he goes into a very hard discourse on how hard it is going to be for a rich man to get into the kingdom of heaven. But then he goes on to say that with God, all things are possible. Is that true? With God, all things are possible. Then we go to the psalm, and David is talking in this psalm, and he's saying, the earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world and all its people belong to him. Do you believe that? I do. There's a few folks on this earth that don't believe that, but soon they will, and every knee shall bow and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord. Then it goes and it says, who can climb this mountain of the Lord? Who can stand in his holy presence? You know what? I thank God for him sending Jesus to make the perfect sacrifice that I can stand tall in the kingdom of God, covered by the blood of Jesus, and say, I can stand here. I won because of you, Jesus, not because of me, but because of you. The psalm ends with a neat sentence, so let's stand and let's say this sentence together. I love it. It's one of the uppish things that's written in the Bible. So we're going to stand up and say it. Dan, you're going to even stand. Do you want me to help you? Who is the King of Glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of Glory. Who's the King of Glory? The Lord Almighty. And we call him Jesus. Amen.